In the Gospel of John today, we hear Jesus calling his first disciples, calling to them, calling them by name, and asking them to come and follow him. We have a prefigurement of that in today's first lesson, the lesson where Samuel hears the voice of God call to him, and he mistakes it for Eli, his mentor, thinking that it is Eli who is calling to him, talking to him. And this happens three times, and finally, it is Eli who realizes that it is not some human voice that is calling to the boy, but rather the very voice of God himself. It is the voice of God who calls people forward in service to God. That is what Samuel is being called to do, to be a great prophet of the Most High God. These that are being called by Jesus, even though it is not known to them, are hearing the very voice of God. You and I know, in the hindsight of so many centuries of belief and doctrine, that Jesus, we profess to be the Son of God. And so if we would hear Jesus utter our voice, we would very easily say it was God who was calling us. Very few of us hear voices like that. And sometimes those who do are seen with skeptical eyes by many around them as being a little touched in the head, or perhaps just hallucinating. Being called is a very important part of the Christian life. And we need to realize that each and every one of us is called. Our names are uttered by the very mouth of God. And it is in that moment that we find our deepest sense of life. That is one reason that at baptism we are given our Christian names. That's even sort of the social way of thinking of our first names. We say, what is your Christian name? They don't mean our family name. What they mean is the name by which we are known in the world. My name is David, and that name was given to me the day that I was baptized into Christ Jesus. And so it is as if it was Jesus himself who was speaking my name as the church spoke it to me and gave it to me as the waters were poured over my head. It is the same for all of us who share this wonderful reality of baptism, that each and every one of us is called by name, called by God into the service of God. These first disciples were called as an example for us, yes, but also to show to us what this service really entails. First of all, we need to follow Jesus. We need to seek him out. We need to see the way in which he lives. The presiding bishop of our church says that the way of Jesus is simply the way of love. And so that is the reality to which we are called, to live a life of deep and abiding love, a love that knows no bounds, a love like the love of Jesus, which will require of us perhaps, just perhaps, for us to give up our life for another. It is in the Gospel of John that Jesus teaches us, no greater love hath one than to lay down one's life for one's friends. That resignation, that giving up of our life, that giving up of the control of how we do things and where we go and how we think and what we do, all for the sake of God's service, that's really the mark of a disciple. Andrew, Nathaniel, Philip, later Peter, James, and all the other of the 12, they all took up that same challenge. even while they were walking with Jesus and they saw the wonderful works that he did, they weren't quite sure what this was going to mean. And in fact, even at the very end, they didn't understand it. It was only finally when the gift of the Spirit came upon them at Pentecost that they had a deep awareness of what their task would be, to go out to the ends of the earth and proclaim the kingdom of God, proclaim the goodness of God, proclaim the love that was expressed to us in the life and death and resurrection of none other than the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. That is our high calling as well. As we are anointed and called at our baptism, like Samuel, like Nathanael, like Philip and Andrew and Peter and John and James and all the others, we are being called into the service of God's kingdom. We are being called to walk with Jesus, to listen to Jesus, to hear Jesus, to follow Jesus' teachings, and then to take all of this and to proclaim to the world in which we live, to the very ends of the earth, the goodness of God and the love that God has for each and every human being, and the dignity that is ours in Christ Jesus. That is our fundamental calling. And we can do this ministry, we can fulfill this mission each and every day of our life. Whether we are doing it at home, in the way we conduct ourselves among our family, our closest friends, or we can do it at school as we are seeking to learn more, and even in the play yard as we are playing with others, playing honestly, fairly, truthfully. We do it when we go to work. When we work, not because simply it is a paycheck at the end of the week, but rather what we are doing is useful for the world. And if it is useful for the world, it can be useful for God. We see even the smallest things that we do as part of God's life, as part of God's working out God's life in the world. That is our high calling. To be the very children of God. To be called sons and daughters of the Most High. That is what Jesus calls us to be. And that is what Jesus calls us to do. As these first disciples were called, and they follow Jesus, so too the voice of Jesus is calling you today. As he calls out to us each and every day, he is calling us by name. And each and every day we must respond, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening." Here I am. Your servant is listening. Your servant is ready. And then we listen for the voice of God in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we take up the task for the day to bring God's life even more deeply alive, deep within us, and in those that we touch day in and day out. The works of the kingdom do not need to be fantastical. They don't need to be such that they bring us glory, that we can then point to God and say, "Well, it's God that's doing it." It is in the small and subtle things that we do each and every day that we become the voice of Jesus, calling others to follow him. Whom will you call today? Whom will you touch today? Whom will you show forth the face of Christ so that they can see and hear and answer, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening."